have you ever in your lifetime forgotten who you were? I don't mean amnesia either, which is an extremely rare excuse. And I'm not talking about some other physical conditions which could cause you to lose your actual memory. Instead, I'm talking about those times when we've been somewhere doing something and you suddenly wonder, what am I doing here? Why am I a part of this mess? In other words, I'm asking, have you ever been somewhere doing something and then suddenly you remember who you were and ask, what am I doing here? Because you are a follower of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Well, let's be honest this morning, Greater Beulah. We have all from time to time gone along with the crowd or have been enticed into something seemingly pleasant, pleasurable, or rewarding. Only to realize during or after morning remorse. Yeah. You enjoy the night before with the music. And the liquor was good and the convincing words of the opposite gender conversation. It all sounds so good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But the next morning, you were there alone and feeling terrible.
Yes,
somebody already talked about you this morning. With even more consequences possibly on the way. Then you find yourself in this situation. And what drew you in? You realize that this was not you. And certainly it was not Jesus. Something was plainly wrong. Maybe you were just in vulnerable state. Maybe you were feeling bad about yourself and needed a boost of self-esteem. Maybe you were just a little deluded and confused. Matter of fact, maybe it was all these things. But in the end, you scrambled to do something you rightfully felt guilty about and wish you could take back. In the end, you realize that you've gone through a crash course of temptation one-on-one. Can I get a witness here this morning? In the text, we observe Jesus literally being tempted of the devil. This couldn't be a figure of imagination or demonstration, but this was literally temptation. The devil, saints of God, honestly believed that he could get Jesus to turn from his father predestined will of intercessory redemption. and 40 nights fasting and praying. This chapter, Matthew the 4th, indicates that Jesus was very hungry. And we know that God never gets hungry, let alone very hungry. But God, as man incarnate, does. And this hunger is a very human thing that we all share. So like Jesus was weak and hungry. And quite possible vulnerable. So don't you sometimes feel that when temptation strikes at you, it should surprise you that the devil will attack you when you are at your weak, hungry, and vulnerable. In today's world, we're likely to be vulnerable simply due to our extreme boredom. People today find themselves getting into plenty of bad situations just because they are bored. And they are bored in the midst of a lot of busyness. If you think about it, even in a small, modern town, people live pretty busy lives. They have meals to prepare, nice jobs to make it to, residential chores, sorting through the mail, reading the newspaper for breaking news, checking Facebook. Facebook to return replies and to be nosy, getting a prescription filled, getting gas, listening to the radio, going to the store, cleaning the house, going to the medical appointments, paying your bills, working on your car, checking your emails, going to meetings, exercising, and checking your Twitter page. I know I have some that's familiar with quite a few of those that I just named. But imagine with me that you are out in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights, and you don't have any of those things to fill your time. What would you do? Most of you would be extremely angry. It's though for many people today to sit and do nothing for 3 minutes, let alone 40 days, just sitting up and trying to find something to do. First point. Why did Jesus in the first place go into the desert after baptism? We all know that Jesus was empowered and led by the Holy Spirit. And he spent 40 days in the desert in preparation for his ministry, which is baptism. 40 days recalls various periods of preparation in the Old Testament, including 40 days Moses spent fasting and with God on Mount Zion at the giving of the law. The 40 days the Israelites spent spying out the promised land. And 40 years the Israelites spent wandering in the wilderness before entering the promised land. So Jesus spent 40 days and 40 nights preparing for the trial that was before him. But let me hurry on this morning and say that preparation is one of the major keys to success. Because after every trial, then comes a testimony. Am I right about it this morning? So when the devil tries to interrupt Jesus' success, he reminds the devil, ain't nobody got time for that.